are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. And I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and I am so excited to talk with our guest today. She is the fearless leader of an incredible organization called Mosaic Mentoring of North Alabama, Leah Brown. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today, Leah.
Thank you for having me.
We are going to talk all things Mosaic and all of the events that you handle. But before we do that, we're going to jump into our cheese straw segment. So if you were to describe a cheese straw, what would you say?
Crunchy, tiny little bits of cheesy heaven. I love cheese straws.
I can tell that you're a
fan.
Is
that good enough?
Yes, that was perfect.
Honesty is the best policy, right?
That's right. You did great. So I always love, I don't think we've had one person describe a cheese straw the same, and we've done like a ton of episodes. So I always enjoy what people say. So let's talk about you. I'm obviously a very big fan of Leah and all the work that she does. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally a Lawrence County girl, but I have been living in Morgan County now for 29 years. Well, 29 years in June. I'm about to have a 29th wedding anniversary. So my husband and I have a daughter. And thank you. My husband and I have a daughter who recently got married, and we live in Trinity. So I always say that even though I'm from Lawrence County, I live in Morgan County, but I can still spit into Lawrence County if I wanted to bad enough. Show my little redneck root there too. So I've been in the nonprofit world for a long, long time, but I have definitely found my flow for sure.
That is fabulous. So I like how you use find your flow. That's so good. So tell us a little bit. I know you are extremely passionate about Mosaic Mentoring of North Alabama and its mission. So can you kind of give us an overview of what it is?
We are a child mentoring organization, and we've been around for a long time under the name of another agency, but we started Mosaic Mentoring in 2018. We broke away from a national agency so that we could focus on our communities and focus on North Alabama and the things that work here. And we are, you know, we're very passionate about our families and about our children, the caregivers of our children. We want what's best for them. And sometimes what's best in Chicago or New York City is not necessarily what's best in, you know, Lacey Springs or Decatur, mm-hmm. or, you know, anywhere else like that. So we wanted to just really put our focus on what's going on here in North Alabama. So, and we do what with mentoring, we just pair our children up in from all the communities that we serve with adult mentors that are willing to spend some time with them. Some of our kids are being raised by people who aren't their parents. I think 11 right now that are actually being raised by their great grandparents. So, wow. You know, it's just giving the kids an opportunity to have somebody other than who's raising them to be able to talk to about different things. And it's just a tremendous organization. I mean, we're very proud of ourselves. And, you know, it's kind of like the with our Mosaic name, we aim to take the broken pieces of what may have happened in a child's life and put them back together and turn them into something pretty like a mosaic.
I love that so much. So tell me, like, how are the students selected? Like, is it through the school system, or is it because so many people know about your program, or how does that work?
With our community-based program, which is where we pair people from the community with our children, we get referrals from schools, counselors, pediatricians, word of mouth. Social media is a big, big thing for us because we, you know, it's kind of like free advertising in a way. Mm-hmm. So we really try to push things on social media. With our school-based program, that's where we pair high school students with elementary school students that meet with each other once a week during the course of the school year. We use high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors to mentor to K through five grades. And that is a strictly a school thing. They refer the high school mentors to us, and then the elementary school counselors and teachers refer the smaller kids to us. And it's a fantastic program. We're serving over 300 kids in that program right now throughout North Alabama. So that's one that we're very proud of too.
That's incredible. So how have you seen really over the past couple of years, how has Mosaic Mentoring evolved to meet the changing needs of the community and really the participants it serves as well?
I tell you, COVID did a number on not just everybody's health and mental health, physical health, everything, but with other issues. I mean, you know, we saw a big increase in children. You know, people were spending a lot more time with children in their homes. And I think they realized, hey, there's a bigger need for my kids here. But in the turn of that, we also saw a lot of people who were got kind of used to being at home. And the volunteer part of it went down a little bit. So, you know, we had an increase in the kids and then a decrease in our volunteers. So, but within the past year, we have seen a rise in our volunteers that are coming in, which is fantastic because I've got kids on a waiting list to be matched, you know, with someone. But we've had a pretty good growth as far as our mentors coming in. Of course, they do have to go through a background check and interview process and all that fun stuff. And I'm right up there with the FBI. So just, but I don't make the money for it. Yeah. But we do a very big screening process. So it's a lot easier to enroll a child than it is to become a mentor. So we're really kind of pushing on that. But I am beginning to see that pick up a little bit, which is good. I'm glad that the world's finally coming semi back to normal for a little bit.
That's great. So tell me, what are some of the most rewarding aspects of being involved in Mosaic from a perspective of like the mentors and the mentees? I know you probably see some heart-wrenching things, but also see, like you said, the pieces come back together.
I do. It's, you know, I've when I first started this almost 24 years ago, one of the very first things that I did was sign up to be a mentor, because I've always been of the mindset that I'm not going to ask anybody to do anything that I'm not going to do myself. So, you know, that was one of the first things that I did. And just from my perspective as a mentor, that was 24 years ago. And my former little sister or mentee is now the mother of three, and she's a fantastic mother, and she's a college graduate, the only one of her siblings that actually finished college. She was a recipient of the Malden Scholarship through Bank Independent and UNA, and she's a social worker, and she's teaching things now, and she's just fantastic, and it's just been so rewarding to me to have watched her turn into the timid little 5-year-old that I knew now that I first met, and then and see the accomplishments that she's made. And then one of the greatest things that ever happens to us, and every once in a while we'll get someone come in that is that was a mentee, you know, that had a mentor in their lives that through our program, and then they come in as adults and they let us know how successful they are, or what, you know, how much they appreciate everything that we did that we done for them. But the best part about it is when they come in and they say, hey, I want to give back and I want to mentor a child just like I had somebody mentor me. So that's a big thing right there. You know, we just love to see if what we've done makes such a difference in a child's life that they want to turn around as an adult and make that same kind of difference in another child's life. So that's very rewarding. We love all of that.
That's how you change communities. One person at a time.
Yep.
I love that.
So I may not can save them all, but if I save one, you know.
That's right.
They add up. So
that's right. So if somebody wanted to get involved from the community in Mosaic Mentoring, obviously, like you said, you're kind of the FBI. Like, are there specific requirements or qualifications for becoming a mentor?
Our community-based mentors have to be at least 18 years old and pass a background check. So that's in the state of Alabama, you can't legally do a background check on anybody that's under the age of 18. So that's why with our with our community-based mentors, they have to be at least 18. And then we do a very thorough interview process as far as like finding out a person's likes and dislikes and, you know, what they expect. And we are not a first come, first serve matching organization. We're a lot about compatibility. I mean, you want to match a child that has the same interest that the adult that they're being matched with has, with an open mind to, you know, try new and different things too. But you know, if you've got somebody that's really into computers and gaming and things like that, you really don't want to match them with someone that's more into outdoor sports and things like that, because they're just not have anything in common. And that's not, you know, that's not what we're looking for. We want these people, both parties, the mentee and the mentor, to have good experiences. And again, like I said, try some new things, but you don't want to just throw them to the wolves with something totally off the wall that they're not used to doing.
I love that. So obviously you have to have some sort of fundraising to make all of this happen, right? So you have two big events. So let's talk first about the Wet Dog Triathlon. What inspired this event and how does it support the work that you are doing?
Wet Dog is 24 years old this year, and it was first developed by the Decatur JCs long, long time ago, 24 years ago, for a fundraiser specifically for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Morgan County, which is what Mosaic used to be. So they helped us with it, or we helped them with it for a few years, and then it kind of turned over to where they were helping me more with it. And then it got to the point with the JCs that there's so much change. You know, they don't, you'll have a different group every 2 or 3 years, and it got to where it was just so much easier for me just to take it over and then just let them help me, you know, with as far as volunteering and things like that go. But I'm in charge of all of the ordering, all of the registrations, all of that stuff now. And then we just rely on the community now for support as far as like volunteers and things like that go, and sponsorships and all of that. So Wet Dog is, it is by far, it has turned into one of the easiest fundraisers. I mean, it's very time consuming, but it is so huge now, and I've been doing it for so long. It's just, everything just kind of gets in the routine and we go.
Mm-hmm. So you also have another event, the Sizzle and Smoke Steak Cook-Off, which sounds like a fun event. So how did you come up with this idea? And also, how does it contribute to your efforts in Mosaic of North Alabama?
Sizzle and Smoke is a spinoff, I guess you could say, of what was Riverfest, which was another Decatur JC event that they gave to us as a fundraiser a few years ago. And I tried and tried and tried to just resurrect it the way that it had always been, but it just did not work out. The cost of things were so expensive as far as the music goes and things like that. So we decided as a group and my board to let it go. I mean, I couldn't even in good conscience hand it off to another nonprofit to try to save again, because it was a very, very expensive event to put on, and it got to where people weren't, you know, we would have more people come from outside of the county than we did even in the city of Decatur, and it was just right down the street. So that was disappointing, and we just said, no, you know, we're not going to do it anymore. But we did not need to lose the fundraiser, and we didn't want to just let everything go. So we partnered, and Riverfest was a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned event. It was a 3-day, 4-meat, big, huge barbecue competition. And they had kind of changed courses a little bit too. So we found out, or were contacted by the State Cook-Off Association of America, which is out of Dallas, Texas. And they contacted us and said, hey, let's talk about, what you're doing and what the plans are, and let's see what we can do to help you with your your competition. So we, sat down and tried to figure out a name, and Sizzle and Smoke just fit right in with kind of what we had in mind. You know, the sizzle of a steak, and the sometimes you, especially in that time of the year, you'll see the smoke coming off of the water from fog, and it's just it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. And people come, just a lot of people come just for the venue. So that just kind of fell into place, and we do a steak cook-off, steak competition, and it's we are Alabama's first, and I think right now only, but I may be wrong on that. It changes a lot, but we're the first triple cook-off, steak cook-off in the state of Alabama. So people can come in on Friday and cook a steak on Friday night to turn in for judging, and then they can also cook two on Saturday, steak A, steak B, and steak C to turn in. So they actually have three different chances of winning the overall prizes, and they accumulate points, and they get, we do ancillaries, cocktail contest, appetizer contest, dessert contest, and people, you know, will, these professional cook teams will enter for all of this stuff too. And it just gives them a chance to, you know, to rack up some points, to go to the World Food Championship. We actually have one of our teams, I think it was 2 years ago, they won $25,000 in Dallas as,
wow,
because
that's amazing. They
had qualified at Sizzle and Smoke, because it was one of the, we are one of the qualifying events that State Cook-Off Association has in order to be able to participate in their World Food Championship. So that was pretty cool too. So we love it. And this year we're adding, last year we had a cruise in, something kind of new just to add to, you know, to get the community involved, because we really do want to keep the community active and coming in and everything. So this year we've changed it into a whole car show, and we have partnered with Real Steel. He does a charity car show every year, and he's originally been doing it in Moulton, but he's coming to Decatur this year, and we hope to make it to be an annual thing. But we're expecting, he said, probably around 150 cars to be at the car show. So he's going to be giving out door prizes. And on Saturday, we'll have a lot of different events for the community to come out and enjoy the car show. We'll have some food trucks out there, some events for the kids, Mosaic as a board. We put together a steak sandwich sale to where we sell the steak sandwiches that are cooked by one of our professional teams, and you know, put it on a good piece of hamburger bun with some chips and a cold Pepsi product, and you know, for $10 you got a meal cooked by a professional steak team. You know, they may be from North Dakota, but they're, you know, they're cooking steaks here for us in Alabama. That's the great thing about both of my events, both Wet Dog and Sizzle and Smoke. We have people come from all over the country for both of them. I had someone register from New Mexico just a couple of weeks ago for Wet Dog, and Colorado. And I think we have like eight different states that are represented right now. So, and Sizzle and Smoke, they come, they're in a points chase. So they're really, I mean, if they're really pushing, trying to get that golden ticket for the World Food Competition, I mean, they'll come from as far as, I want to say last year we had somebody from Idaho, you know, just to come and do it just for that. But then when they fall and they see it and they fall in love with everything that we do with it, because this is not just a state competition. I mean, we try to make everybody feel at home, and we want them to be welcome. They love Ingalls and the beautiful view. They can set up their campers in the big green spot, you know, behind the pavilion and everything. And it's just, it is fantastic. I mean, people fall in love with Decatur. It had never even really heard of us before. So we love that.
That is so good. So for those interested in participating or supporting either the Wet Dog or Sizzle and Smoke, what are some ways that people can get involved?
Well, we are on social media. Every one of our pages has its own page. So every one of our events has its own page. So it's Sizzle and Smoke. We are on Facebook and Instagram with Sizzle and Smoke, Wet Dog Triathlon, and Mosaic Mentoring. So just if you just look it up, I mean, our website is www.mosaicnorthal.org. it's so I think I'm pretty sure we have links to everything on our website as well. But the best way to keep up with all of the updated things, of course, is through the social media aspect of it, because we are really good about updating it and just throwing things out there. We'll have a little contest and little just different things. Like I'm planning on doing a little when this is aired to we'll do something as far as like watch Leah on her very first podcast ever.
listen
closely, and if you can answer her secret question, then you'll get $5 off your registration or something like
Ooh,
that.
I'm gonna
work this. So anything I can do to get some people in, I mean, that's great. So Wet Dog has just blown me away this year. We've already got double the registrations that we had this time last year. So I'm anticipating a really good number this year. So
that says a lot about you, Leah. Like I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and she was doing it was Judy Brown, and she was organizing our trip to Montgomery, and she made it look like flawless. But I was like, as a planner myself, like I know how many details go into making things look flawless. So that says so much about you, Leah, that you have double the amount of people, because I'm sure a friend is telling a friend and is telling a friend, like, oh my goodness, this is so well run, you have to participate. So
not really secretly, they actually have me a t-shirt and a cup and a plaque for my desk that says chaos coordinator.
that's what
my staff refers to me as. But now, yeah, I don't think it's secret anymore. They're really promoting it with all of the stuff that they're buying for me to wear. So
you handle it with such grace, though. So
thank you.
That is so good. So kind of looking ahead to the future, what are some of your goals and aspirations for Mosaic Mentoring of North Alabama in the next coming years?
Oh, gosh, I just want to keep serving kids and families. I mean, that's my passion. And, like I've said before, you know, I may not can change the world, but I can at least try to change some of it. And that's very important to me. Mentoring is really growing. I mean, there is such a need. There are so many children that are going through so much more stuff than even the kids were going through 20 years ago when I first started. And there's just so many more things that it seems like just gets thrown at them every year. And, you know, you're looking at suicide rates that are rising and even middle school age kids. And that just breaks my heart. And I can't help but think, well, maybe if this kid had a mentor, you know, maybe if this kid had somebody that he could just call and talk to, he or she could call and talk to on the phone, or, you know, just send a text message out that says, hey, I hope you have a great day. That might really change that kid's day, you know. So I just want to keep us growing. I would like to not be so financially dependent upon grants and fundraising and things like that, but we're nonprofit, so that's just part of it. I just want to see people become more involved, especially adults. I mean, you know, they talk about how bad kids are nowadays, but if you're not going to do anything to try to change it, then you really don't have any reason to talk about it. So, you know, be the change, be the difference, you know, be the change you want to see. So help with that. So we're hoping to, I'd love it to just wake up one day and not have a single kid on my waiting list to be matched. Now that's a far-fetched one, but you know, that would be fantastic. But then I would just have to work harder, because I know that there's still going to be kids out there that need somebody. So, but yeah, it's, we just want to keep making a difference in our communities. And, you know, our kids are growing up to be adults, and they're the ones that are going to be taking care of us one day. And, you know, we want them to grow up to be productive citizens and be good for our communities. And, you know, we're looking at police officers and firemen and lawyers and doctors and, you know, just all things like that. And then you got the others that are not so, you know, your bank robbers and your cyber hackers and things like that. You know, we want our kids to grow up to be the good, promising adults. So productive.
Yeah. I love that. And I'm sure the mentors get so much out of it as well. I think I went down with youth leadership yesterday, and I just love being around the teenagers. this group was obviously, they're part of the leadership program. So that, but they were just amazing, so respectful, and they brought me so much joy. Like, it was just so much fun to be around them. So I know
that's the way our high school mentors were. I had rather deal with them than some of the teachers sometimes. It's just nothing against teachers. I probably shouldn't have said that one, but no, our high school mentors are fantastic. I mean, they want to give back, and they want to, they remember. It hasn't been that long ago that they were in the elementary school kids' shoes. Yeah. They remember the things, and they just want the kids to just let them know. And our little kids, when they see their big kids, like if they walk into the gym or the lunchroom, we have our get-togethers in different places at different schools. But you can just see the sheer joy, not only of the little child's life, the elementary school student that is, getting to see their big for the week or their mentor for that coming week. But the high school kids love it just as much. I mean, they'll light up and they'll, just kind of run to each other and hug. And it just makes sometimes will bring tears to your eyes to see just how excited they are to be a part of the program. So, and that's something that we get to see, face to face every week. So that's a good one. That's a big one.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for coming on with us today, but we're going to do one last thing. So we're going to continue with our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Leah to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about herself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
This is hard because I'm a Facebook person, so there are not very many things that people don't know about me.
That's fair.
But I'm going to tell you, I am a country girl at heart. I love farm animals. I love chickens, cows, horses. I grew up on a farm. I do not live on a farm now. My husband is just as far away from a farmer as you can possibly get, but I do. I love being on the farm, being around things like that. Water, any body of water. It can even be a bathtub, and it just soothes my soul. I love traveling and all of that stuff. But I'm also a homebody too. People might not believe that part, but I am. I like to sit at home and just chill out and just sit and
be in your safe space.
Let the world be busy. And I'll stay home and rest a little bit.
Yes. Well, I love that. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been so much fun. So anytime I can do anything for you, just let me know. I know. This is great. I've got a lot of firsts this week.
Well, you knocked it out of the park. So thank you so much for coming on with us today. So you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit us on our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.